Muito obrigado.
Thank you very much, Excellency Ambassador Colisek, President of the Human Rights Council. We've taken careful note of the second round of statements. We're convinced that not only are we on the right track when it comes to bringing Angola up to the desired standards when it comes to respecting human rights, but we've also taken note of the member states of the working group on the Universal Periodic Review's will to support Angola in its efforts to improve its indicators, not only in the area of human rights, but in more general terms, its Human Development Index. In this regard, we will take the various recommendations into due consideration. We would like to underscore the emphasis which has been given to women's and children's issues, and also ethnic minorities, certain professional groups. And we're sure that your recommendations are feasible for us to implement. The new government has the necessary political will, and at the same time, there is general commitment amongst Angolan people towards following this path. I would also like to reassure member states that we have taken very careful note of your recommendations. Some of them have already been dealt with, but nevertheless, we would like to express our appreciation for your interest in our country. This exercise, the Universal Periodic Review, will always be one which Angola will stand ready to participate in with the necessary will. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, please allow me then to, on behalf of the Angolan government, thank you, President, and all the members of the working group on the Universal Periodic Review, in particular, the approximately 116 member states that have taken the floor during the course of this review. Your observations and recommendations are extremely valuable and constructive, and I am quite sure that they will help strengthen the national machinery for promoting and protecting human rights. I'm also convinced that the majority of your recommendations will be accepted and supported by us. In fact, as I've just said, a number of the recommendations made are actually already aligned with our national programs and priorities, which strive to strengthen our democratic institutions and to raise the Human Development Index of the Angolan people. Before I conclude, I would like to take the opportunity to thank you, President, the Council Secretariat, the members of the Troika, the interpreters, and all those who have directly or indirectly contributed to the success of this session. We will await the conclusions on the 12th of November, which we hope will reflect the spirit of the session here this afternoon. Thank you very much.